Edith Bowman.
Glastonbury, June 2003, a seminal moment in rock history. Four men, real men, arrive by helicopter to play the Pyramid Stage at 10 in the morning on the first day. Some people may call that the bottom of the bill. For the band and the thousands of amazed onlookers, it was as good as headlining. And it's the point I started stalking, I mean following, the greatest rock band of our times in what has become the year of the darkness. What a ride it's been. I disguised myself as Harmar Superstar and got into the Darkness's album launch party, where I met an overwhelmed Dan.
I felt like a rabbit in the headlights all night. You know, we can... I'm a bit drunk, to be honest.
I talked to an unsurprised Justin when he just found out they'd been nominated for the Mercury Award.
If it's not going to sell records, the very least it would do was get a Mercury nomination. I knew it would be up for one. I knew it.
I discovered that Justin and Dan's parents built them an airtight studio when they were teenagers, possibly affecting their brains in some way.
They decided to soundproof it by taking all the oxygen away, creating a vacuum, if you like.
I realised there was more to Frankie than meets the eye.
My father's an ex-classical musician, but now he's a pirate. That's actually true, but I won't go into it any more than that.
And I started to understand what this band had been through to get where they are today.
I fired Justin from a band before.
He sacked me, and I have never forgiven him for that.
I decided I couldn't rest until I discovered the very essence of the band, found what made them tick, what stirred their passions, what made them the people they are now. Four tight-trousered, star-jumping rock gods who call themselves The Darkness.